Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Ill-equipped is my problem. Yesterday, I wrote of being ill-equipped to persuade a young man to accept Christ and the hope that he offers. Unfortunately, just a few hours after I spoke with him, he committed suicide. A good friend, who happens to be a senator, no less, wrote and admonished me, stating, "To consider yourself ill-equipped is not only being unfair to yourself, it at least borders on saying God failed to equip you, and we both know that isn't true." Now, I realized my friend was trying to convince me that I did the best I could not to feel guilty about it, but in my mind, my buddy did make a basic error in his assessment. First, God is certainly not to blame for me or anyone to be ill-equipped to speak to others concerning any matter. Consider this passage in 2 Timothy 4:2. "Preach the word, be prepared in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and encourage with every form of patient instruction. For the time will come when men will not tolerate sound doctrine, but with itching ears they will gather around themselves teachers to suit their own desires." Or this one in 1 Peter 3:15, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect." My contention is that God has provided all of the necessary resources to equip His church, but it is up to those of us in the church to utilize them. You might have an entire bookshelf full of Bibles of every translation and never open them, and you won't be prepared for much of anything. That doesn't mean God didn't equip you to perfection. It means you didn't equip yourself with what was available. There's power in the gospel, and I'm convinced that it can convince anyone of the truth. When I say I was ill-equipped, I was sincere. I said everything I knew to say to convince this young man that there was hope in Jesus Christ. I'm tortured by knowing that the Bible contained exactly what that young man needed to hear, and I was not able to make it available to him. Yes, he had a free will and was free to accept or reject God, and I pray he did accept Him and is in heaven at this very moment. I would prefer he was at home with his mom and dad and would have lived a wonderful life. I suppose the bottom line with me is that I need more Bible study, and I'm praying to God to give me more of His wisdom. Thanks for all the encouraging letters. Yesterday was a tough day. Colossians 2:8. "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." Have a great weekend and go to church, Honey Lake Church, or somewhere this weekend. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.